Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of the Press Start Podcast. I'm your host as always, Stuart Lang. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's outafterdark216. Make sure you're following my own website's Facebook page, FPG News. And obviously this show is coming to you exclusively from the Radulich and Broadcasting Podcast Network. So, it's great to have you all back. I can only apologise for a bit of a last-minute show last week where I talked about Mass Effect Andromeda. It was just me. It was a little bit awkward, a little bit uncomfortable. I'll promise to do my utmost to always have a guest for me to bounce off so that you don't have that sort of awkward horribleness. So, if you got through that, then I appreciate it. I thank you, and I promise it won't happen again. I have a guest with me tonight. We're going to talk a couple of new release games as well as a couple other things. He is a member of the FPG News staff and he is also an original member of the Retro Collective, which you may know from hearing some of my other shows or podcasts, is an Instagram trading group that just absolutely exploded and is kind of taking over. And that is Mr. Ryan Morrow. So Ryan, how are you doing tonight?
Good, thanks. Pleased to be podcasting again. It's been a little while, so always happy to talk about games.
Excellent. So, it has been a little while since I've been able to have you on any of the shows. But this week I'd really want to talk to you about the new Zelda Breath of the Wild. I'm going to talk a little bit about For Honor, which took up quite a lot of my week's play. By the time this goes live, compared to when I'm recording it, that may be overtaken by Ghost Recon Wildlands. It's installing as I'm recording, so as soon as we get off, I'm going to give that a bit of a road test. Breath of the Wild is probably the biggest release of the year thus far. The newest Zelda title on the Nintendo Switch and Wii U. So Ryan, I know you've got the Wii U copy. You said off air that you're about sort of 6 hours in. So first impressions of the game?
Great. You can see why the critics are rating it so highly. I think as a big Zelda fan as well, it's kind of everything you've wanted from a Zelda game for a long time, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's good.
Excellent. Now, I have sort of read a couple of slightly more negative reviews of it that said it's maybe a little bit boring. Seen a couple of places even comparing it to almost Final Fantasy XV in terms of the combat style and stuff like that. I don't know how much that's true. I'm not a Zelda fan. I don't own a Wii U. I'm not going to buy a Switch. So it's probably not going to be one that I ever actually get around to. But for those people listening who may be a little bit interested, is there anything that you can really say to sort of sell them either direction on it?
Well, I mean, to say it's boring, of course, I'm only 6 or 7 hours in. So, I mean, I guess the people that are saying it's boring are probably, they're probably already 40 to 50 hours into the game.
Yeah.
And I know people that are already 20 to 30 hours into the game and are still discovering areas and new things within the game. So to me, that's not boring. If you can spend that many hours and still be finding things and doing new stuff in the game, then it's not boring, is it? You know,
no.
It's a Zelda game. So you kind of know what to expect. So in that respect, you talk to someone, you go and find a few things and talk to them again. So you know what to expect from a Zelda game, but I wouldn't say it's boring, not at all.
Okay, I mean, one thing that I've sort of noticed as someone who isn't a fan, I don't really see what it's doing that's anything really new in terms of sort of gameplay innovations or anything like that. You know, it's kind of, it's not an unfamiliar thing now to have like an open world fantasy genre kind of game. We've had The Witcher 3, we've had obviously like Skyrim and all the other Elder Scrolls games. More recently, even Torment could probably count as that sort of RPG kind of style. Is there anything that you've noticed that you genuinely haven't seen before?
No, I'd say you bang on the money there with that comment. It's not different to a lot of those games, but for a Zelda game, to be as open world as it is.
Yeah.
That's kind of new, you know? And as I said earlier, for Zelda fans, that's what they've been wanting for a long time. So, you know, that's where the kind of freshness for it comes. And I guess, you know, the Nintendo fanboys and the Zelda fans, that's why they're loving it already. But I think the map is, I can't remember offhand, 3 times bigger than Skyrim or something like that.
Wow.
So, again, for a Nintendo console, that's, you know, in a Nintendo game, that's pretty impressive, you know?
I mean, is it obviously you're playing the Wii U version. Like, have you seen enough of this that obviously they're going to stop production for Wii U titles in the near future, and you're going to start seeing more sort of big exclusives? Like, I believe there's a Mario game that's going to be a kind of similar vein. That's an open world adventure kind of game. Is that going to be something that will tempt you into potentially upgrading to the Switch? Is it something that's going to happen when bills and children and wives and mortgages and rent don't get in the way? Is that something that you're definitely considering when you can?
Yeah, so I've already got a Switch coming.
Oh, okay.
It's due, like I ordered, yeah, on finance. It's coming towards the end of March, but the one that sold me on that was Bomberman.
Okay.
I love Bomberman, and everyone's getting Bomberman already and having multiplayers online, and that kind of sold me. I needed to kind of jump on the bandwagon there. So,
see, I think that Bomberman could be the one that I find hardest to distance myself from in terms of just wanting it, because like I'm about to spend the summer like touring around in a van, so I'm kind of looking for something. Like, I've got a PS2 with a little fold-up screen that has a cigarette lighter adapter that I was kind of planning on, but obviously a Switch would be really easy, just 2 controllers, clips off. Bomberman is a game for everyone, and yeah, I think that's going to be tough to not consider that option. But I don't have a good track record with Nintendo consoles in terms of like my longevity of playing and owning them, so yeah, we'll see.
I think I'm not sure when I get the Switch how much I'll utilize the portable aspect, really, to be honest. You know, I only ever have a chance to play games when I'm at home of an evening.
Yeah.
So I kind of really don't have a need to take it out with me, you know. I have a half an hour lunch break at work with shitty 4G and Wi-Fi signal. You know, if I'm out of a weekend, it's with the family.
Yeah.
I'm driver because my wife doesn't drive. So I won't get a chance to use the portable kind of part of it, really.
Yeah.
But yeah,
that's my problem with portable gaming, is that I drive everywhere. Like, I don't have bus journeys or long lunch breaks to kill. So if I'm gaming, I'm sitting in front of a big screen, you know, with my feet up, and that's kind of it. So we will see. Time will tell. I think if I maybe see one for the right price, I could probably be tempted. But right now, I'm going to stick with my Xbox One. Because, like I say, a couple of big releases. I'm waiting for Ghost Recon to finish installing. I'd have loved to have talked about that a little bit this week, but you'll get more thoughts on that from me next time. For Honor has been really taking up a lot of my time, which is weird because I played the beta. I didn't like it. I got offered it for a good price as a steelbook. I thought, you know what? I like steelbooks. At very worst, I'll take one Instagram photo and then trade it in. And it's a pretty addictive single player game. Multiplayer is a disaster. Like, as far as it goes, I've really struggled to find multiplayer matches. So I've just been kind of running around the sort of levels of the campaign. And you know what? It's good fun. It's actually good fun. It's a nice, interesting mechanic. You kind of forget that they have this sort of dueling element in play in the heat of the moment, which I'll explain to you if you aren't familiar with it yourselves. Is you have a sort of top guard, right guard and left guard, and if you're matching your opponents, you'll block their strike, but likewise they'll do the same to you. So you have to kind of think on your feet, hit combos, quickly flick between positions and stances, And it's kind of it's a little bit like kind of chess, but also kind of like almost Guitar Hero or Parappa, in that you've got that rhythm to keep to make sure that you're winning. And some of the fights are pretty hard. If you are not completely sold on For Honor, which I wasn't, maybe worth picking up. I don't think it's a AAA full release title. For the money, I think don't pay £45 to £50 or, you know, $60-$70 for it. But when it drops in price, if you get it as part of a deal or a sale or whatever, it's worth a playthrough. So yeah, I think that's probably as much as I can say about that. But if any of you have Ghost Recon Wildlands, you're listening to this, you're wanting somebody to maybe run a couple of missions with, give me a shout. It's out After Dark 216 on Xbox Live. Hit me up, we'll have a game, and yeah, hopefully take down some bad guys. But yeah, the top of the show, I referenced the Retro Collective. Now, Ryan, you were part of this a couple of weeks ago. The Retro Collective Europe descended upon Doncaster, I believe it was, for a video game market. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
So, I mean, this is the Retro Collect video game market. Retro Collect, of course, is...
Oh, sorry, Ryan, I think I've dropped you there. I'll pause this quickly and just get you back. Sorry, everyone, that was Our Lady Skype doing her best to sabotage this. So you're saying it's the Retro Collect video game market. So can continue from where you were, Ryan, sorry.
Yeah, so, so Retro Collective, of course, that you spoke about last week, is a nationwide thing. So there's lots of us that have been trading between each other and talking, you know, on WhatsApp and Facebook for years now.
Yeah.
And a lot of us hadn't met, or one or two of us had met individually, and we just thought it'd be a great idea to get together and meet up. And it just so happened that a few of us also decided, well, why not get a couple of stalls, sell some doubles and make a few quid, and, you know, and Doncaster seemed fairly central to everyone, and so it was a no-brainer. So we did it last year and returned this year, and with a better hotel than we had the previous year. But so yeah, and that was it. So I mean, it's just a day, it's just the Saturday, but we all kind of go up on the Friday afternoon, you know, meet up and go for a meal and hang out, spend the day Saturday at the market, and then hang out and you know, drink and get pissed on a Saturday night. So yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm definitely going to try and get to one at some point. Doncaster is fairly central to everyone except for me. I'm far flung to the north up in Scotland. So for those of you who don't know your UK geography, Doncaster is down, I am up. So yeah,
everything's up for me though.
That's true, everything is up for you. That's right. Ryan is the sort of the bottom extreme of the country. So yeah, it's a really cool thing to see the photographs and stuff from these events, you know, when you've got you know, sort of 10, 15 of you guys all with your stuff, the stalls set out, the posters and everything. Like, it really makes it feel like quite a big deal, that this community that started as just a little bit of a distraction on Instagram has actually grown into something pretty big, pretty special. You know, like, we had the chance to hang out for a couple of days up in Edinburgh last year, which is really cool. And, you know, there's plenty of people, like FPG staff, that I wouldn't have met otherwise. You've got, like, Danielle, who's boyfriend I know through Retro Collective. You have Cara, who's the co-editor of the site. Know her through trading games and stuff too. So, yeah, it's fantastic sort of community to be part of. And I really look forward to hopefully getting to one of these game cons soon. So, yeah, I mean, a couple of weeks ago on the FPG podcast, I had the founder of the American Retro Collective, Jerry, on. And I know that you listened to that show. We talked about our, like, collections and how we've changed the way we see them and kind of what we see them as. And rather than being things we can take photos of or look at on a shelf, we discussed them almost being something of a savings account that we could go, you know, times are tough. I need to do this. I need to do that. Let's get rid of some of these games. So you said to me sort of privately that you had a few thoughts on this kind of thing. So what better time to share them than while you're on air on a podcast? So what were your thoughts to that show?
Yeah, so I mean, I kind of have a very similar view, and I often sit there and look at kind of my collection and just think, you know, a lot of it gathers dust for months on end and doesn't get played, and because you know, even if I played one of them games every day, it'd take me more than a year to play them all, you know. Yeah. And I just think it's. Sometimes I think to myself, it's pointless, all that money, I should cash in now. But on the other hand, I still enjoy the hunt. I still enjoy the physical collecting of it. I don't enjoy the collection and, you know, sat there, but I enjoy the actual, you know, seeking the games out and you know, them turning up and playing them when they turn up. And I kind of still get the buzz and kick out of it there. So for me at the moment, collecting will carry on, you know, and Doncaster was all part of that, in a way that the stuff I selected to take with me was to pay for the weekend and also to finance a couple of kind of more expensive and exclusive bits that I wanted. Yeah. That I knew I could probably only get if I went to Doncaster. So and that's kind of how I see seeking games now. I kind of pick up common stuff that I know will sell, so that it can fund other parts of the collection, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great... I do honestly wish that I still had that sort of urge about collecting. But yeah, I like collecting certain things. Like, I still have my Master System collection. I'm like 40 games away from a full European set, which is insane. But also, the games that I have left are just so stupidly expensive, and I know I'm not going to play them. So I know I'm never going to finish that. So maybe it is a good time to cash in. But you know, there's certain things that I do still like. For whatever reason, I don't want to part with my Game Boys. Like, I can't remember if I showed you my box full of Game Boys that I have. But I have like 70 Game Boys, and there's no reason for anyone to have 70 Game Boys. I have two hands, and I can only play one Game Boy at a time. But again, I'm kind of attached to those. For whatever reason. And it's the same with Fallout stuff. I know that, like, I won't get rid of my Fallout collection. You know, I've got a whole unit in my spare room dedicated to my Fallout stuff, and I won't get rid of that. So it's tough. It's kind of hard to be in that position where you know that if there's going to be a good time to sell, it's going to be when this market is so hot. And everything is sort of going for really kind of crazy prices in some regards. It's an odd one. I wish I had the same sort of optimism. Because if I think about it, I would potentially end up going to Doncaster with an empty car and maybe spending some money. So So I mean, with regards to sort of current gaming and stuff. What were you playing in the run-up to Zelda coming out? So I assume that you had pre-planned that for a little while. You'd sort of already scheduled the time in your diary to get a good shot of that the weekend it came out, because that's what we all do when a game we're looking forward to happens. So what were you playing in the sort of months like leading up to that, like say sort of since the start of the year?
To be honest, not a lot current generation. I've been doing another run through of the Uncharted games, but the remaster collection for PS4. I was playing Trials. What's like the B movie one? I forget what
Trials. Trials of the Blood Dragon.
That's the one, yeah. So yeah. I've been playing that a little bit.
I've been playing that the last couple of weeks, oddly enough. I downloaded it ages ago.
So I was talking to Joe Heaton about it, because we're both quite big Trials fans, and he said he'd played it, and I looked it up, and downloaded it, and I think it was like $7.99 or something.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you know what? Well, for that, I'll give it a go. And yeah, it's, you know, it's quite good fun. And I spend a fair amount of time with the free games on PlayStation Network that you get each month. So there's one. There was a word game that comes just before Christmas that I'm kind of strangely addicted to, and it's almost like a Scrabble type game. You've got like a grid of tiles, and you've got to spell a word that defeats a monster. the longer is the better, and some of the monsters, if you get like. Hello. I was just saying about games I'm playing for. I'm a PlayStation player, so I was playing a game, a word game that was free on PlayStation Network, and kind of quite addicted to it. And it's a kind of Scrabble game. You grab you've got a grid of tiles, letters, and you have to spell a word to defeat monsters. And the bigger the word, the higher damage is dealt to the monster. And it's a real simple game. There's not much more to it than that. You can buy potions to defend yourself and all kinds of other stuff, but it's just really addictive. And so I've been playing that a little bit.
Yeah, cool. So yeah, sorry again for another great Skype interruption there. Really sort of throws the flow of these things. So do apologise to everyone listening again. I hate having to continue saying sorry. I'm going to get you an absolute barnstormer of a show at some point with no technical faults, because it's a shame, because it's been great having Ryan on. But yeah, just before we go, I did want to mention that a few weeks ago, you may remember, I had another guest on who is attempting to 100% the Assassin's Creed collection, the Ezio remastered series on Xbox One. That's actually Ryan's brother, Liam. Ryan, what do you reckon? Do you reckon that Liam has the tenacity to be able to 100% all three Assassin's Creed games? Because as far as I can tell, he's actually managed the first two. So do you think he's got it in him?
I certainly think he has the tenacity, and he'll do everything he can to do it. it's kind of our family way. If we say we're going to do something, we pretty much will. And if we don't, we won't own up that we haven't. he's been banging on at me about playing the Assassin's Creed games for a long time. I kind of skipped the Xbox 360, so I've never picked up an Assassin's Creed game and played it. Which is strange, because they're my kind of game, so perhaps I should.
Yeah, I really think you should. I'm gonna sort of second that. I think it's kind of surprising that you've skipped over them, but the best three are available on PS4. Like, you can pick them up as the Ezio collection for around about like £25 at the moment. So like, that's only going to come down once you've sort of completed Zelda and your Switch has become a paperweight like mine probably would if I ended up with one.
It's all right, I'll have all my lovely amiibos to play with still.
Oh yeah, of course. I'd forgotten amiibos existed until people
actually, I'll tell you
started,
what, they're kind of useful in the new Zelda game. They actually are. And all of them, not just the Zelda ones. So, yeah.
See, I've heard this. Like, I saw someone on Instagram was like kind of a little bit butthurt about having to buy two of them to get a horse that had a name. I don't know. I don't really understand what was going on. But yeah, like, they unlock things like every day. Is that right?
Yeah, so you can use each of the amiibos that are released once a day. Some of them give you just food, you know, to replenish your hearts or potions or whatever. And some of the more exclusive amiibos will give you other unlockables, armor upgrades, weapons, and one of the amiibos, and I think it's the Link amiibo from Super Smash Bros., unlocks Epona, which is of course, Link's horse in the Zelda series. So
cool. Well, I say cool. I really, I hate amiibos. or amiibos or whatever you want. I don't like them. But you know what? Different strokes for different folks and all that sort of thing. If you know what, listeners, if you like collecting little plastic Nintendo figures, more power to you. Just make sure that they don't turn up like Skylanders. Ryan, just before we go, I'll let you quickly plug anything that you've got going on. What's going on? Just if you want to say goodbye to the audience.
So still writing for FPG. Today, just a few minutes ago, my Walking Dead column went live. That's co-written with my brother Liam and Nelly. So the three of us give our thoughts on The Walking Dead each week. And on Saturday, of course, every Saturday, me and Darren do Now Spinning. So we choose three records we've been playing this week, new or old, and tell you to go and listen to them, basically. Other than that, if anybody follows me or wants to follow me on Instagram, Ryan Ninja, that's one as the Iron Ninja. I'm posting at the moment in a like a monthly hashtag, which is all about controllers. So posting various controllers from different systems, and that's running throughout March. So just done a series of posts with some PlayStation 2 Street Fighter controllers I've got. And in fact, one of those kind of, I won't say viral, that's the wrong word, but it's kind of had the most likes I've ever had for an Instagram post, which was awesome. Quite surprising. Kind of 300 new followers overnight. I think it's up at around 700 likes or something, which is rare for my account.
Jeez, that's insane.
yeah, really, really rare. I kind of maybe get 30 or 40 likes on a picture now and again, but this one, it was of a Ken controller. It must be the right time, right place, right hashtag.
Yeah.
And it went a bit mad, yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy. I remember when, like, I think IGER's Nintendo shared one of my photos, and I think it got like over 1,200 on their page, and something like an extra 400 on mine. But what was most weird was the fact that I'm not a Nintendo guy. Like, so yeah, it's one thing. I mean, I do have to admit, I do kind of get upset when I post something personal on Instagram and it's like, oh, this is something new. Like, I bought a house, like, post the keys, this is the thing. Got maybe like 8 or 9 likes. And then I post I posted a picture of Ghost Recon like an hour ago, and it's already sitting at like 20 something likes. I'm like, how really? Like, this is what I mean to you.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, I the only guess I can make is that someone else has reposted that post I put, but I can't find it. So if they did, thanks.
yeah, exactly. So it's all good. But yeah, as Ryan had already said, if you're a Walking Dead fan, get over to FBG News now. Also, Now Spinning every Saturday. And yeah, it's awesome. I know for a fact that there are people message me saying how much they enjoy it. So Ryan, yeah, it's fantastic stuff. Otherwise, throughout the week, we've had some Fastlane coverage. We've had two wrestling podcasts, if you're into that kind of thing. A couple more coming through the site over the next couple of weeks. And obviously, the Press Start podcast will return in 7 days on the Radulich and Broadcasting Network. So for everyone listening, thanks again for dealing with the technical difficulties this week. But I hope you've enjoyed the show around them. Hit me up, OutAfterDark216, if you want to get me on Twitter, share any thoughts that you have. Other than that, thanks for listening. I'll see you in 7. Peace out.